Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Summer is around the corner, and that means there are new TV shows to check out. On Tuesday, Hulu brings back its hit comedy drama Casual for a second season. And on June 17th, Netflix releases season 4 of Orange is the New Black. Can't wait. But what about the networks and cable? Well, joining us to talk summer TV is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure.
All right. So first of all, tell us, what are the trends we should be looking for in this year's summer shows?
So summer, it used to be a time when TV would kind of slow down a little bit. Network TV would go into reruns and cable TV would step up. But, you know, they didn't have the kind of programming that we see on the cable channels now. Summer now, first of all, the summer season starts right away. Cable TV ramps up a bit more. Network television is starting to fill up with these reality shows, if you noticed. There's MasterChef on Fox. NBC has a whole suite of reality shows. And one of the shows that they have is America's Got Talent. Now, this is one of their biggest summer shows. And it features a change. Howard Stern used to be the judge on the show, the fourth judge on the show, along with Howie Mandel and Mel B and Heidi Klum. And he left the show, and now Simon Cowell, who has always been an executive producer on the show, is going to join it. So we're going to see him. We're seeing him on American television for the first time since his show got canceled on Fox, and he left American Idol. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, the original acerbic judge coming back to judge a talent competition. I think we have a clip.
Is he really going to behave himself?
He better.
Is all of this necessary? I don't actually bite.
I'm not actually sure that's true.
Exactly. And if he
I think
didn't,
he might actually bite.
What would be the point if he didn't?
Exactly. That's what makes the show so interesting. You wonder if he's going to jump over the panel and attack somebody. So there you go.
Well, we also, I mean, speaking of NBC, I see that the network also just launched a new variety show from Lorne Michaels, creator of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it's called Maya and Marty, and it features Maya Rudolph, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, and Martin Short. And we have a clip. Why don't we just check out a little bit of it and hear their little their interesting chemistry?
Now, how are your two kids?
Actually, four kids, Marty.
Four kids?
Yeah.
My God, you're not a woman. You're a pitching machine.
Thank you.
Yeah, try the veal. You've been magically transported back to the Catskills. So this is a show that has a sketch comedy. It has some pre-taped bits. They had an A-list roster of guests appearing, including Tom Hanks and Steve Martin. But it feels a lot like Saturday Night Live in prime time, which is kind of odd. So an interesting experiment.
We'll see if it's successful or not. Let's switch genres entirely and move over to what's happening tonight, I believe, on Cinemax. There's a new show out for horror junkies. I see that fans of The Walking Dead are going to be happy to know that that show's creator, Robert Kirkman, is back with a new show called Outcast. Tell us about that.
This is about a mysterious person who apparently has some sort of connection to demons that are possessing people in this small town. And it's almost as if these demons are following him, but he also has the key to defeating them. I think we have a clip of that, too.
Something's going on in this town.
People are afraid.
These things are everywhere.
Everywhere. When the drums are rolling like that, you know it can't be good.
Exactly.
Even scarier than The Walking Dead?
I don't know about that. The Walking Dead is pretty darn scary. But this is, I think, scarier in a subtler way. And we don't quite know why this guy is at the center of it. And so it's interesting to sort of hear his backstory and find out what his backstory is and how it relates to this seemingly expanding series of demonic possession events. Yeah.
Now, overall, Eric, I mean, is summer a time for sort of lighter fare anymore in TV? Or are we seeing, you know, a different kind of summer programming, maybe more experimentation?
There is a sense that you can experiment a little, but there's also a sense that if you have something that you know is going to be a hit, that you know is really successful, you're not necessarily going to air it in summer. So we're seeing, for example, you know, AMC is trying an ambitious show called Feed the Beast that features David Schwimmer, who used to be on Friends. And it's about these two childhood friends who are down on their luck, and they decide to try and start an upscale Greek restaurant together in the Bronx. Now, this is something that AMC, it's a kind of show that AMC doesn't really do often. They're trying it out at a time when they have some comic book shows on, like Preacher, that are going to do well. But it's a good time for them to experiment. They're not going to mess with The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead and Better Call Saul, these shows that are clearly working for them in the heart of the TV season in the fall and spring. So we're going to see a little bit more of this, especially on the networks, but also in cable.
Well, that's Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, walking us through what we can expect from summer TV. Eric, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And Robin, this is Sasha Dobson's music for Feed the Beast.
Which sounds wonderful, but Meghna, I'm still watching last year's The Americans. I can't even
do
that.
You've got to catch up. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Jeremy Hobson's back Monday. I'm Robin Young.